you want to break through that glass ceiling. Women can do it, but sometimes it takes a little help.
Fast Company's Lydia Dishman joins us now. So, Lydia, what does it take to be one of the women who gets to the top, and how do you take control to do it?
Well, one way is to take a lesson from the boys. Girls tend to do better in school, but later on, men tend to get most of the best jobs. And this isn't because women start to ease off, though with family responsibilities, many of them do. But many of the men tend to be more ambitious and enterprising and willing to take risks. And that is at least as important as intelligence for success later in life. So the female leader has to keep her internal act together while building trust and credibility with a group of guys who likely have a lot more in common with each other than they do with her. So what she needs to do is get mentors and advocates on her side, especially advocates, because for women, that's even more important than a mentor. An advocate can see that you're growing in your capability and your talent and adding to the organization, and then can recommend you for a higher level position.
You know, it's really interesting because some women along the way reach a moment where they know they have to put up a good fight, but they're reluctant to, quite frankly, because of the B word. Right?
Yeah, that's definitely true. Sometimes you have to get beyond that and just get your hands dirty and know your audience. Linda Chavez Thompson, the former executive vice president of the AFL-CIO, says she was called many names in her 30-year tenure in the labor movement, and Pushy Broad was actually one of the nicer ones. But she wore it like a badge of honor, and she was in meetings with, a bunch of Texans smoking big cigars, she'd cuss like a sailor. And she said she didn't have a choice, you know, and a few of her union brothers may not have liked her, but they sure did respect her.
Okay, so you have to be confrontational to climb the ladder, whether you like it or not. Are there good ways to get some experience and get involved before you do that?
Absolutely. You can start by getting involved in nonprofit boards, which tend to not have glass ceilings. On a nonprofit board, the person who raises her hands and offers to spearhead an initiative often gets to do it. Consequently, nonprofit boards provide extraordinary opportunities for women to engage at the highest level of leadership. You know, board chairs, secretaries, treasurers, committee chairs, those are critical leadership skills that can translate to other positions, both in the public and the private sector.
Wow, that's great, Lydia. Wish I had spoken to you before I started out on my career. Thank you.
I have to say, getting to the top isn't easy for anyone, but successful people in general view setbacks as speed bumps, not derailers.
Right, true. Thank you so much. That's Fast Company's Lydia Dishman.